Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about. Headphones ready to hear what it's all about. Sound out now when it's all
we'll
about.
We'll have no fun, 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 cause your Crippin's podcast comes out today.
We'll have no fun, 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 cause your Crippin's podcast comes out today.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast, episode 31. This is the Q&A with JK, part two. These are questions that my Patreon subscribers have asked, and I'm going to answer. So let's just get right into it. I'm not going to sit here fucking around. So anyway, somebody says, I'm curious if you have any new tattoos since the JKL tattoo on your ankle from your Netflix special. I noticed a small tattoo on your wrist that looks like a star. Do you have any others, and what are their meanings? Why are they special to you? How did this person, that's from Gina, how did Gina know I have a small tattoo on my wrist? Is she following me? What if right now you just heard a closet door open and me go, oh my God, and just someone start hacking away at me and I'm screaming. I somehow, this episode gets released. Like Gina's stabbing me, and then she sends the QuickTime file to my producer and says, I know this sounds weird. Jen asked me to send this. It does sound like she's getting murdered, but it's a joke. It's a joke. Just put this episode up for August 10th. So I will say, I think I did talk about this already. I know I did because I got this tattoo a couple years ago and I talked about it on an episode of this show, but I don't remember when and who cares? Listen, I think everyone who listens to this show is like, oh, I forgot. Tell it again, which is perfect for me. I don't need anyone paying attention to this podcast because then I get to repeat myself over and over. Do you understand how great that is for someone with ADHD who is getting older and maybe thinks she has long COVID in her brain? Did I ever tell you about when I got a tattoo? No, I don't think so. Oh, wonderful. I'll tell it again. Meanwhile, every episode of this podcast is called, I got a tattoo of a star on my wrist. The audience is so happy. Yay, everyone has long COVID. No one remembers anything anymore. I was wondering if she had one. No, I know that this person who asked this question obviously knows that I have a tattoo on my wrist because I appear in my social media. That's right. Just a down-to-earth podcaster who gets on social media to make videos for free, just to entertain people. Okay, I'm being weird. Anyway, yes. So here's the story of my second tattoo. I don't have more than two. I would like a third that's in my own handwriting where I wrote in cursive Generation X, where I would write in cursive small Generation X, and I want it on my left inner arm, kind of going down my arm. So anyway, and my mother went, don't get another tattoo. I can't, I don't want all this. I'm like, and of course, guess what? I'm sitting here putting it off because I don't want my parents to be mad. This is astounding me at my age. It's like they are 85. I am 49 almost. I have got to stop that people pleasing. My boundaries have been really whacked this summer. Like something is happening. I'm like regressing big time in certain areas. That's a whole other discussion for another day. And I don't even mean my boundaries with family, just in life. I'm just not saying what I need to people. And people are just doing what they want. And I'm like, oh, because they can't say anything. Yes, you can. I'm working on it in therapy. I know how to set boundaries. But I have to work on that weird feeling that happens when you're like, I'm literally frozen right now, not setting a boundary. What am I doing? Why am I not setting this? It's that feeling. I actually said that to my therapist the other day. I go, you know, January 6th, the footage. And he goes, where is this going? Because we had just been talking about this date I went on and these boundaries I wanted to set in terms of what I wanted to talk about, what I didn't want to talk about, what I wanted to, not boundaries, like the person can't talk about things, like my own internal personal boundaries and also just other things that I hadn't set boundaries with people I know and then just whatever. And so I go, you know, January 6th, and he goes, where is this going? And I said, well, that footage of the cop, you know, he's standing in front of all these people. And he's in front of the gate thing, you know, the temporary gates they set up. And they haven't started running over him, rioting yet. It's not quite at the Capitol.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But it looks like people are getting a little antsy. And he just kind of opens the door, like shrugs, like, well, go through. It's the weirdest thing. And it makes you go, wait. It's not like he was like, whoa, whoa, they're running me over. And it's not like he looks like, yeah, I'm in on it. I'm in on it. Go, go, go. It's just this kind of like shrug, like, I don't know, go. That's how I feel sometimes when I'm not living my truth or setting my boundaries or obeying my own boundaries. I'm like, but why am I doing that? Surely there must be a reason, some conspiracy I'm doing it. And a lot of times there isn't. It's just like, I'm in a new situation and I'm unskilled and I got to just do it. And then I make it worse because now I got to set a boundary after the boundary's already been trampled over. Ugh, and then that, at that point, you're giving people license to be like, but you set, but, ugh. Anyway, this is about my tattoo. I wanted to get this tattoo specifically during 2016, 2017, because I got the JKL tattoo in 2016. So sorry, it was like 2018, 2019. I wanted to get the star tattoo. And I did it on my birthday as just something to do. And then I met up with my friend Sarah Colonna across the street from the tattoo place for a glass of wine for my birthday. And then we went and watched something. Was it the 90210 reboot with the adults on it? And Luke Perry had died? Was it a reboot? I even forget what it was. It was like this hybrid, whatever. That's what I did on one of my birthdays. I don't even remember which one, but it was a few years ago. So I got this star tattoo. I wanted to get it. Well, because at this point, I was still touring. And I was about 10 seconds away from realizing I can't stand this anymore. But I was also just, in general, very proud of myself for overcoming my fears of traveling, from fears of flying to just being far away to all the modes of transportation that would make me anxious, from just how much I'd become this confident, loving life solo traveler who has kind of a weird career that doesn't really have any permanent security, and learning to cope with all of that potential for anxiety. So, anywho, I wanted to get the North Star on my wrist because, duh, that's like the most cliched star in the book. It's not in a book, it's in a sky. It's the most cliched star out there because everyone knows the sailors follow the North Star. It's the guiding light. And I had started reading interesting facts about Polaris, which is the name. It's the only star in the night sky that appears to remain stationary. And it's been aligned above the North Celestial Pole for around 2,000 years. But so other stars travel a great distance over the course of a night, but because this one is so close to the celestial pole, it just goes around in a very small circle over 24 hours. So it's roughly at the same place in the sky. So anyway, I liked that. It's a symbol of guidance and direction, and it's the brightest star in the constellation. And that wasn't any kind of showbiz I'm a star thing. It was just whatever. And it's bigger than the sun. It's hotter than the sun. It's more luminous than the sun. It's just interesting to me. I thought I had also read that it's going to burn out earlier than other stars or something like that. And that it's not, even though it's the most fixed star, it's going to be the, I don't remember. And not that, I don't mean I'm romanticizing burning out. I was thinking more like, it's so cool to rely on something that someday will not be here, but it was for this moment in time. I don't know. All of these kind of things, right? And it was also just a reminder after this like sad breakup I went through that my real self is this, you know, explorer person and all that stuff. So anywho,
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
but those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And there's also like spiritual meanings to the directions, north, south, east, west. North is wisdom and thought. So I'm thinking I'm going to get this star, and I'm looking at all these designs. I looked forever and ever. I found one that looked kind of cool. But what I worried was that once it was on me, it would look religious. It would look like the North Star in a Bethlehem Christmas Jesus way, or that it would look like some kind of Nazi Iron Cross thing. And so I brought the least looking like those either things design to the tattoo place that I had been once before. And at the last minute, when the guy who was new, he had just moved here from England, he was a real artist, I'm asking him to put this dinky North Star on. And I said, before I tell you what this means to me, what do you think? And he said, you're religious? And I said, no. And I said, okay, does this also look kind of like right wing in a way? And he was like, I see what you mean. Yeah. I go, you know what? I'm just going to get a star, like the way a child would draw a star, almost like the star on the Converse sneaker. I'll know what it means. I'll know it's supposed to be the North Star, but I don't think I can do the North Star. And he said, yeah, I agree. So this man who's just, you know, devoted his life to the ink arts just has to draw a little star on my wrist like he's babysitting a kindergarten. Anyway, so that's the meaning of the tattoo. It's supposed to be the North Star, and it's supposed to symbolize travel. And then the pandemic hit a couple months later, and I've never left the country since. And there you go. But you know what? I still love it. It's like having a permanent piece of jewelry. It's cute. I like it. I would get more of them just for fun. Oh my God, Jen, I can't listen to this episode. All right, if you want to listen to the rest of this episode, please join my Patreon, patreon.com/JenKirkman. You can click the link right there in the show notes. And hey, guess what? You can get a 7-day free trial, and if you join for a year, you get 15% off. So support a writer on strike, pay for the gosh darn podcast, and there are no ads on it either. So, and you'll get the full 60-minute episode. So I'll see you over there. We'll get to the rest of your pressing questions.